Throughout human history, people have always relied on waterways to assist in developing their societies through trade, natural resources, and much more. The presence of water is critical to an empire's growth because it provides invaluable resources to the people. As towns grow into cities and empires, so do their cultures inevitably grow alongside them. However, water has the potential to cause massive destruction as well. Like a double-edged sword, water and waterways are full of promise as well as risk, as they play a major role in how an empire grows and changes. A major reason why the presence of water is so important for civilization is because of the massive benefit that it can provide. Water offers the promise of drinkable liquid, possible sources of meat via the local fauna, and a route for trade and eventual expansion. One of the most surefire ways to accelerate the development of civilization is to provide them with many waterways, and the Russians were very lucky in this regard. Many major Russian cities, such as Moscow, are located close to a river. Having these rivers nearby allowed towns to establish themselves early on, giving them time for more cultural development. The ensuing influx of trade and, by extension, money would have propelled the development of what originally started as a small town into a massive, thriving empire. Due to the increase in trade and contact with other civilizations, culture also passed through the river. This is an extremely important point because it is essential for the growth of the nation and the unification of Russia under one cultural umbrella. However, water was not entirely harmless for the Russian people. One of the biggest risks that water poses is the vectors of disease present within. Countless bacteria, viruses, and other harmful microbes surge through unclean waters, where they often latch onto unsuspecting human hosts. One of the most recent examples is polio, which is an enterovirus that spreads through infected foods and water. With polio, the United States was left cowering in fear as thousands contracted the virus. As a result, sanitation measures became much harsher, alongside the requirement that vaccinations become mandatory for all citizens. The story of polio in the U.S. shows that if water is one of the most common vectors for disease, and if left unchecked, can have serious harmful effects. In Russia, a similar event occurred with the cholera outbreak. According to a textbook by John P. Davis, professor of history at the Hopkinsville Community College, there were about 600,000 cases during the cholera pandemic of 1892, with about a 50% mortality rate. It's very likely that the various rivers that stretched across Russia allowed cholera to spread much faster because it is a waterborne pathogen. Overall, these cholera outbreaks were very deadly for Russian citizens. There were thousands of deaths across countless towns. However, the occurrence of disease was particularly high in towns that were located close to the river. According to epidemic reports, the city of Orenburg, which is located on the Ural River, had almost 10% of the population infected with over 200 deaths, while Moscow had a mortality rate of 90% during the beginning of the epidemic, and that rate did gradually decrease to about a third. Even in 1893, after the cholera pandemic had already occurred, researchers and medical professionals identified waterways as having had a central role in allowing cholera to spread across the world, not just in Russia. For example, according to an issue of the Medical and Surgical Reporter, the Caspian Sea was explicitly implicated as a vector for the spread of cholera to reach the Russian mainland in the first place, allowing the disease to make its way through the empire. The most typical cause of this sort of problem, at least in terms of spread by water, is the infection of waterways leading to a subsequent epidemic of the aforementioned waterborne disease. An easy solution to this is sanitation, which is something that Russia lacked. According to a paper published in the NCBI archives, providing sanitation and other hygiene-related services is essential to preventing the spread of cholera. Therefore, it's really logical that by cleaning sources of water, an empire can prevent outbreaks of not just cholera, but many other waterborne diseases. And this is something that the Russians did attempt to do. The provided map displays how cholera spread through the Russian Empire. It specifically details a radiating spread of cholera going from one town to the next. What I particularly found interesting about the map titled The Russian Map of the Spread of Cholera by C. De Castelli is the way that cholera seems to have spread throughout the country. When looking at the map, you can sort of observe a centralized location, and in this particular map, the sea is the centralized point. Furthermore, it seems that vectors are coming out of many of the bodies of water found on the map. Specifically, four major bodies of water can be seen on the map, most of which are in the west or central part of Russia, and most of which have many waterways and a network sort of connecting all of them, as well as the coast. Here, countless small red arrows can be seen, which are concentrated in sort of crisscrossing waterways in a tangle. These arrows are likely representing the movement of cholera to depict spread, and they're found mainly in West and Central Russia, which is also where most of the waterways are. So you can sort of establish a clear relationship between waterways and disease spread. This map is thus important to understand how cholera spread through the Russian Empire, but also makes certain claims about the mode of spread. Seeing exactly how many strains are found close to bodies of water, it can be pretty much concluded that the water was a very powerful vector for the spread of the disease. It's known that it can be a very strong vector, and it is further evidenced by, the polio epidemic, as well as many others. As a result, water is probably one of the biggest sources to blame for this sort of disease spreading throughout Russia. The relationship between water and culture, as well as cholera and water, has been proven. But the two owed their spread because of the presence of water and waterways. In Russia, the two came to butt heads, however. Russians had grown to view their empire as something awe-inspiring as a result of their cultural evolution. As time went on, the idea of imperial government began to distance itself from the common people, and it had put itself on some sort of deity-like pedestal. Therefore, it was no surprise when, in response to the contagionist measures put into place to help control this cholera outbreak, the locals began to riot against the government, fearing that the government would kill them to stop the plague. In fact, one of the most violent of the cholera riots occurred in St. Petersburg, a city that exemplified Russian culture. These cholera riots were only a symptom of a much larger problem, which was a growing rift between the imperial government and the common people. And this problem would eventually turn into a full-blown revolution that would turn Russia into a communist country. But the cholera riots were just one of the examples of anti-imperial sentiment that lurked beneath the surface of Russia's social culture, sentiments that would, in fact, cause massive change across the European political theater. And the reason it is so important to understand the sort of clash between cholera and culture, particularly through the lens of the waterways that played a role in this conflict, is because history is liable to repeat itself. One may already draw parallels to the modern COVID-19 pandemic, particularly to the population's growing distrust in the government as a result of years of abuse under a mismanaged healthcare system, as well as the continued corporate meddling in politics. It's important to recognize that the problems a disease can bring, but it's also important to understand what problems it can exacerbate, as well as what the result of those problems might be should they be left unsolved. And like a circular river, one must arrive back to the beginning, water, which is where all of this started. Water served to sustain life and allow it to grow and evolve, even amongst the harsh Russian climate. It carried people and their ideas to faraway places and really developed culture. But it also bore countless bacteria, viruses, and even greed, and unleashed them on the Russian people. So, in the end, it can be said that water was just like any other gift of Mother Nature. It gave life in one moment, only to take it back in the next.